Let us still our hearts and minds as we bring before you all those places, people, and situations in need of our prayers today. Heavenly Father, in this time of uncertainty, help us to feel your love and healing presence with us this morning. We pray for all churches and religious organizations as the COVID situation changes, aware that difficult decisions may be necessary in the coming weeks. Loving Father, give all those making such decisions your wisdom and help us to adapt if we need to. We pray for all ministers and others involved in leading worship at this busy time of year, that they may know the joy of your coming and feel that joy in their hearts, in the midst of their busyness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Father, we pray for all those affected by the storms and tornadoes in the USA, all those who died or have been injured or affected in any other way, and their friends and their families. We pray that they will receive the help and care that they need. We pray for the world, including leaders and those in government, as we deal with the new COVID variation. We pray for all health and care workers and all those developing new vaccines or treatments, and for all those experiencing anxiety about the virus or the effects, such as businesses affected by cancellations of festive events. We pray for people in care homes as visiting guidelines change. And we pray for all those whose hospital treatment has been delayed due to the pandemic. Help each one of us making decisions about where to go and who to see every day. Give us your strength, Lord, to deal with the mental exhaustion such constant risk assessment brings. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this time of year, we remember all those who struggle for health reasons or emotionally, or because they have nowhere to call home where they can be safe and warm, as well as remembering all those who are unable to afford to heat their homes adequately. Help us to show understanding for those who find the festivities difficult and are unable to participate for emotional or other reasons, including financial problems. We pray for all those who join in the celebrations but find it hard to keep smiling, surrounded by jollity, when they are not feeling it. Let us share the light of your love with them so they may know they are not alone and they are loved. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we pray for ourselves. In a few moments of silence, we bring before you all those things which are on our hearts at this time, some of them known only to you. And remembering that we are all loved. Let us gather together all these prayers with the prayer our Saviour gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.